Don't panic. For the next hour, let Steve and Paul talk you down from that ledge, right here on RFI. They're the host who won't cop out when there's panic all about.
Welcome to the No Panic Radio Show. My name is Steve Vinson. Paul Schultz is being held in a bunker underneath the Comedy Sports of Indianapolis, which is where we are right now. And we might let him out before the end of the show, but probably not. We have a very special show. Oh, before I forget, nothing you're about to hear is true. Special show tonight, as I mentioned last week, the World Championship of Comedy Sports is in Indianapolis, June 8th through 11th. And I am, if you couldn't tell, I am in the Comedy Sports Theater, surrounded by Comedy Sports professionals who are going to spend the next 40 to 55 minutes trying to make you laugh. Wait, okay, I've taken the Comedy Sports classes. They're not going to be trying to make you laugh because you're not supposed to try to be funny.
We're just going to work together.
If I remember correctly.
And it's not a theater, it's an arena.
Sorry, it's
an arena. And this isn't a table.
It's a field.
It's
a field.
It's a dugout.
A field of dugouts. So as I did mention to them ahead of time that my favorite thing to do when we have guests is let them do the heavy lifting. But we're going to start with an apology. Well, we may need an apology. I'm not sure. But Ashley, did you get a chance to listen to the latest episode?
No, I
did thank
not.
God.
So I will give you an apology for not doing it.
Okay, good.
Or do you want an apology for
I'll admit that I did listen to it, Steve.
Did you?
I did.
So my friend MP Cavalier, just so you guys know.
Is this the other guy that was on that?
No, that was Paul Schultz. Good friend of Bill.
I don't know how. He wrote the Peanuts comics, right?
No, different Schultz. That was MP Cavalier.
It's spelled differently.
He's the station manager of Radio Free Indy, which is all about the local music scene, and they broadcast every Monday night at 8 o'clock live from Grove House in Fountain Square. Grove House used to be a church. A couple bought the church, turned it into a theater for live music, and all the cool kids go there. First Fridays they do stuff.
Never been there. Yeah.
The Fox Square Music Festival, you know, they're big. Radio for Indy and the Do It Indy Radio Hour, which MP and his buddy Tolan are the hosts of, do a lot for the local music scene. And if you meet a local musician and mention the MP Cavalier, they'll know him and they'll tell you how great he is for the local music scene. He gets a call from Ashley or an email or something from Ashley.
Yes, right? I do things.
And Ashley does things.
I do.
And she said she told him about the World Championship of Comedy Sports. And he said, you know, that sounds interesting. And I don't think Do It Indie Radio Hour is the right show on our station. You should talk to my friend Steve Benson of the Don't Panic Radio Show. And he is the funniest guy I have ever met.
That's exactly what he said to me.
I know, he told me that he said that. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Steve, I told her that you're the funniest guy I've ever met. I was like, oh, thank you. And he goes, so of course you have to be totally deadpan when you meet her. And I was like, oh, I can do that. So my apology is, I don't think I did a great job, but he was sitting with me when we talked on the phone the first time. Mm-hmm. And I tried my best, and I ended the conversation with, have a blessed day. which I thought would be the stinger.
Did I respond with, like, nice shoes?
It was, oh, okay.
I will.
And also with you.
Which is the traditional response. I'll be honest, when I was listening to it, I heard that part about you saying, be deadpan. Didn't know you were talking about, I wasn't paying that close of attention.
So I don't owe anybody an apology.
Aaron, what were you doing when you were listening to this podcast?
Ooh.
Making mac and cheese.
Poobin.
Nah, I was drawing cars at my...
I
call it stirring coffee.
Drawing cars in seventh period.
I have a question. Is house spelled H-A-U-S in Grove House?
Yes. That's where...
That's very Fountain Square.
That's very...
Very German.
That's very Gaga.
I like it. I like it.
German.
I pictured it like that.
This is my house. House money is this?
It is.
So I did buy, back when I was planning the whole thing, I bought a Make America Great Again hat.
Mm.
You're going to wear it?
And then I realized, then she sent me who was going to be here, and I was like, well, shit. I mean, shiggles.
Shirt.
We can bleep that
out. Darn it all, the hat.
We can do the...
shower cat.
The rooster cock noise.
The rooster cock.
Rooster coke.
So anyway, that's my apology. My apology is for not being funny. It's not for trying to do the joke. It's for not pulling it off. So
maybe I just silently to myself thought, well, this would be really an interesting Friday night.
If I had to apologize for every time the joke didn't go off, I would still be apologizing right now.
We all would.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speak
I don't
for yourself.
Apologize for anything.
I'm still trying to make America great again.
So for the listeners who aren't familiar with comedy sports, it's like a sport, but it's funny.
Oh, it is a sport.
It's like a comedy sport.
Comedy played as a sport.
Yeah.
The website is indiecomedysports.com.
That's funny.
The Z part is funny.
The Z is funny.
The Z is edgy.
It's unexpected.
The easiest way to get to the website is to go to www.google.com and Google Comedy Sports Indianapolis.
I do that every time.
Click enter. Yes.
I did that on the way here because I can never remember if it's Indie Comedy Sports or Comedy Sports Indie.
I think CSC Indianapolis
CSC
is our...
Indianapolis.
It'll
gotcha.
Comedy Sports Indie or whatever will redirect you to CSC.
I like
this
that.
Does not matter. This is so boring,
we
everyone.
Rebranded.
We should cut
you know what else
it
I love?
It all works.
What else I love... is the first time I ever called here and they said, hello, it's Comedy Sports, how may you help me or how can you help me? I thought that was hilarious.
We got one.
That's why we've been doing the bit
totally
for 24 years.
My one time, I answered the phone doing box office like that, and someone called up here drunk trying to do their thing, and I was like, how can you help me? And they hung up because they got real confused. And I'm like, all right.
Yep. The 85th time it was as fun. The first time was awesome.
Great.
My favorite is when people call and we will say our little spiel and then they'll get about 8 or 9 words in and then they stop. And then they realize I see what you switched it. That was really amazing.
Usually they just realize it's not the bar. And then they stop.
Oh, yeah. See what you did there. Okay, so what is it? Somebody give me the 45-second version of what comedy sports actually is.
Comedy sports is two teams of improvisers playing short-form games to get points and laughter and hopefully a trophy at the end of a 90-minute piece of entertainment.
Is it like pro wrestling? Is it scripted and fixed?
No.
Is it not scripted but fixed?
No.
Is it scripted but not...
You asking us questions we don't even know the answer to.
All of us were like, wait,
it's
I don't
not
understand.
Scripted.
Just turned this enormous
it's not scripted,
on.
But I'm fixed.
Terrifying.
You're fixed?
I'm
not.
The audience chooses
which team
wins for the most part.
Okay.
The audience votes on specific games on which team they thought was funnier during that round.
Let's put it this way. You can't see the show just once.
Yeah.
You have to see
it multiple every time.
Times
the match is different.
To answer that question.
The teams change, the ref changes,
the jokes change, hundreds of games.
Something like a world championship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Indianapolis is hosting for the first time since 2011. Am I
true.
Right?
Yes,
true.
And Indianapolis won the last time.
Indeed.
Hosted, right?
2011.
Does the home team
we're pointing
usually
at a banner.
Win? Is their home... The field
that
advantage.
That is offensive, sir.
Usually.
it's based off of
usually
fans.
I'll go with usually.
Yeah. It's
usually.
Usually.
But now
it hasn't happened every time. But the home fans usually want the home team to win.
Yeah.
And since not a lot of people from Manchester, UK, fly out to watch to support their team.
Their fans suck.
Yeah, their
fans. Because our fans would go to Manchester.
They would.
So, Steve, what did you say at the top of this podcast?
Nothing's true.
Nothing you are about to hear is true.
Decide for yourself, folks. Submit it for your
And that's actually the funniest thing about Manchester, and I love that people bring up Manchester fans. The funny thing is, like, Manchester technically shouldn't do any of that. Like, Manchester, like, England's so weird about visas, and it's so weird about, like, people's, like, doing live theater. Like, we've heard stories about how so many theaters crash and are unsuccessful because, like, they're super, England's super weird about, like, wait, are you doing a show? Are you being paid? What's happening?
I mean,
are we not getting a cut? Do you have a visa? I want to see it.
I'm on holiday. It's
yeah,
fine.
They're just like, I'm on holiday. We're just going to go visit some chaps.
Look it's at my
like,
teeth.
It's oh. like once Shakespeare died, the rest of it went with it, almost.
Yeah, and so it's super weird. And so the funny thing is, like, it's super hard for them to come over for championship. Like, half of their team can't even make it over.
Well, nobody just, from Berlin's coming.
Like, yeah. Not on a tourist visa, even?
Well, it's just, well, because it's weird because they go,
it's considered work.
Yeah, because they go, oh, so you're going to go do a comedy show. And they're like, yes, but it's just a party with all our friends and we're just doing it.
I'm paying to do
open.
It.
Open. Yeah, it's like, we're paying to do it. And they're like, but you're doing a show.
It's
you're working. And they're like, no.
But
and so,
for both performances.
Basically, England doesn't understand comedy sports.
Tell them to start saying they're not to say that part. Like, just, I'm going to America to visit my
Well,
friends.
They do
That's
now.
That's what they have to do. Yeah.
Except when the queen hears this podcast, yeah, like, and now my friends aren't going to make it.
Is this snitching, technically?
Right?
Are we?
I thought it was a funny story.
After they get back. Hey, here's
build a wall.
Here's what you can tell. Tell the Manchester guys, next time, tell them they're from Leicester, and then they'll let them come over. Oh. As soon as you say that, they'll probably get
Please
back.
Leave now. Yeah. Here are your tickets. You leave in
as soon
the
as I said Leicester, nobody reacted.
No, is Leicester like tarot?
No, Leicester. It is.
It's
actually
exactly like that.
Think of
and
Terre
Haute. Like, we understand why you want to leave.
Think
Please
of Terre
Haute.
Think of Terre Haute getting a basketball team together, mm-hmm. and then winning the NBA championship.
Yeah, so it's like the Cavs.
That's basically what Leicester right. did. Yeah, it's like Hoosiers for Great Britain.
Like, okay. they, like Leicester needs a Gene Hackman, and it would
yeah.
be like a successful.
I think
place.
You're right. I think you're right. Leicester in England has a soccer team that nobody had ever heard of, but somehow they won the Premier League.
It's like yep. Cool Runnings.
Which is like the NBA over there.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah,
like
that
soccer
was the team that was like
I do a lot of sports.
1 in 5,000 odds or something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could put $5 down and win, what, 500,000?
Yeah.
I don't
Whoa.
Know.
Now we're talking about gambling. Guys, illegal activity. Stop.
The team.
Gambling is not illegal.
Comedy sports is for everyone, guys.
I mean, like, in a
even
place
gambling. Even gamblers.
You know what a better way
and
to...
people from Leicester.
Okay, so no, we've done a lot of exposition in trying to explain what comedy sports is. We're like 15 minutes into this thing.
And we still don't know.
And we still don't know.
17 years.
Therefore, instead of telling them, we should show them. All right, everybody introduce yourselves.
Ashley Hammond.
And what do you do?
What do I do? I do marketing
I
here
knit
at the theater.
And I, have a cat.
And I do, and I knit, and I have cats.
How long have you been with Comedy Sports?
Right. She says a cat. She has three cats.
The arena, yeah. It's my job. I use my
well,
technical
well, technically, right now, we're in the CSZ Indianapolis Theater.
That's true.
It is only an arena during a comedy sports match.
Right.
It's true. Like the room of requirement.
Yep.
It becomes
it's
what we need it to
need
be.
Tom
I don't understand that reference.
If anybody
it's
Harry Potter.
I know, but I have
with
never
her raven claws.
Listen, Fred and George Weasley.
So that was Ashley.
That was Ashley. Theater
it's like saying goodbye to family. It's going to take
hey,
a while.
Ashley,
like if you took a theater nerd
Bill,
and
like
mixed him with
already.
A comedian, this is kind of what
I'm like, wait a minute, come to my room with something.
We're going to have to push back everything tomorrow.
It's my old
yearbook.
Oh, my name is Daryl Hollenquist Jr. The junior's important. Need that.
The junior comes from my dad.
I thought the junior came from me.
Oh.
I don't know.
They were going to confuse you with your father.
Oh, no, that would be bad. Yeah. I've been doing comedy sports since May 2012, so it's been pretty heat. I love it.
Nice.
I say a lot of weird stuff, so be good ready.
Introduction.
Daryl, so be ready. Words. I use cool words.
I was wondering what the junior meant.
I have lots of words. I have
He's
the
only
best
had
words.
One.
It's not just trying to say a cool word. Like
should have fit it with Daryl.
Bars.
Swag.
So I thought you guys were going to do that thing where you say a name and then some.
It's too late.
Too late, man.
You got to get in this. We're too deep.
At some point, we eventually have to go to David's kid's soccer game.
Yeah.
We're trying to.
Yep.
Just
going to
stamp on that.
I would also like the record to show that we're all looking at our arms and none of us are wearing watches.
It's at 10 o'clock, like field 9, just so you guys know.
Actually, we have a meeting here at 10 o'clock.
Back on topic.
Weird soccer league.
Yeah.
They play at 10 o'clock.
My name is Ben Fraley. I've been doing comedy sports since 2013.
Hi, Ben.
Hi. Hi, Ben. I know, it feels like a weird AA meeting or something like
we've
that.
We've had that episode. Many times.
Yeah, and I don't say cool words. And I know that because I'm a teacher, and my students all tell me that what I say isn't cool.
Do you yell skeet?
You should try that. Do you not
That's
know
naughty.
What that means?
Huh? Yeah, I just want to hear a bunch of meow sounds.
It's a rooster.
It's a Coke.
I'm just every time you open your mouth, I'm gonna go arr, arr, so you don't have to work as hard.
It's a game.
Back on topic. Okay. My name is Tim Harrison. I've been doing comedy sports since 1998.
Ooh. Jesus,
dude. And yeah, thank you very much. It's a testament that I'm even alive right now.
Are you the OSG here? Are you the one right here at this table?
Are
you the most senior person in the squad right now?
No.
No. Well, besides the three owners.
I mean, at this table.
Oh, at this table here. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Tim, I'd say four out of five times. So I could have been here 20.
Right.
80% of the time I come here, you're the ref.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. You must be the ref a lot.
Surprising. I am the ref a lot. Yeah. I'm really disappointed in the comments.
And you're hilarious.
That's surprising.
Thank you.
And you make everyone else hilarious as well.
Mm-hmm. Tim's
that's
a great
why
ref.
I like to ref, actually. Yeah.
He's always got our
because
backs.
I think the matches... I let them do...
Would you say you're the best ref they have?
I personally think he has room for improvement.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he's the best, but I wouldn't say... No, I might say you're the worst.
He's top five.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's definitely top five.
20. How many refs are there? Five?
Oh,
we got a probably steady not. Rotation of like 10.
People do everything, so the numbers always fluctuate.
I always say my number one job is to stay out of the way. Mm. Just let the comedy go and see where it takes us.
Is that? Do you own that shirt, or is that owned by
you?
You don't own that shirt?
Yes, I own this shirt.
Oh.
This shirt. How about the whistle? Is that a company whistle? Or is that...
We have company whistles.
You get to take it home?
But a lot of people buy their own whistle and stopwatch and
we just
stuff.
Soak them in a bucket of bleach.
Do they have a little case for it and stuff?
No, but that would be a great idea if we could all get whistle
and we have timers,
cases.
But
timers.
I never use one anymore. So.
You have a timer in your head.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't. I still use a clock.
Is it my turn yet?
I can't even read.
It's funny because no one
you just have to jump in.
What I say.
It's like double dutch.
4 minutes or less, and I have no time at
the ropes.
All anywhere.
I never noticed. So that's like a revelation.
Yeah. So yeah, if I say you got it, this will be a 1 minute scene.
I love it.
People go, oh, okay.
Ish.
Yeah. One ish.
3 minutes later.
What are you looking at?
All right. I'm David Roberts. Been doing comedy sports since 2014.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years now. Having a blast. Good times. Good times.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all.
What do you do?
I do comedy sports.
Okay.
Yeah, none of us are talking about our real
I know.
I know. He said he's currently unemployed.
And he did. She did.
I didn't.
I am,
she
actually.
Works for comedy sports.
I did.
I'm actually very sorry for calling that out.
Aaron, go. Go, Aaron.
My name's Aaron Bowser.
My name's Aaron Stillerman.
Oh.
Is there two Aarons?
Shoot. Darn it. All right. Cool people first. My name is Aaron Bowser. I started doing comedy sports in 1999, but
Whoa!
It was
Rest in peace, Prince.
But it was my my freshman year of high school in high school league, so no one counts that. I've been with Comedy Sports Indianapolis since 2011, and I'm currently the high school league director. So I'm in charge of about 150 to 175 youth of America. I lose count. That's numbers.
As a teacher, I know you're allowed to lose like a couple.
As long as we keep a caucus going, we're fine.
Now wait a minute.
A what?
The rooster is.
You ever say a word and halfway out of your mouth, you're like, well, that's going to be a bit.
Is it me? Is it my turn?
It's you.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
My name is Aaron Bowser.
you already did yours.
Oh, okay.
You stepped on mine.
I tell jokes. I have red hair. Skee-ball.
If you're trying to picture him at home, if you've ever seen an episode of The Blacklist, he's like that guy.
Blacklist. He wasn't making fun of you, Daryl.
Oh, okay.
Dramatic gasp.
Okay.
He also looks like the guy on The Whitelist.
Oh, no. That one I can get on.
It's a totally different show.
I don't watch that.
I've been in comedy sports since, what did you say?
2014.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
In August.
2 years in August. And that's my time. Is that what comedians
go
say?
Go Bill.
Yeah. Lights on.
Lights on, guys.
My name is Bill Wilkinson, and I've been doing comedy sports since 2013. I'm a stay-at-home dad and a professional actor and director. And here in town, and that's what I do.
Cars.
What's your connection to my friend Paul Schultz?
Paul Schultz, I met when I wasn't doing theater. There was about a 10-year period where I wasn't doing theater, but I was drawing independent comics. And so we were doing the independent comic book circuit for a short time together between like 2000 and 2010.
I'm pretty sure like half the people at this table did not know that you drew comics.
Yeah, I definitely did not know that.
Yeah, that's pretty boss.
I'm drawing a comic.
I've had
right
several
now.
Different lifetimes.
Is that Eddie Murphy?
And so it's hard to sit through it all. So it takes time.
I think Paul's gone back and forth between doing comics and writing the Great American Novel and then back to comics again, Great American Novel, washing dishes.
I'm sure I'll get back into comics.
What's the comic that you and he did together for 8-ish years?
Well, we didn't do one together.
Okay.
We did things independently, but in the comic book circuit in Artist Alley, you create alliances with different artists, and so you work together in various ways. So we would work on each other's books and so forth. But so we each had our own stories and comics that we did. But that's how I met Paul. Yeah,
and I met Punchstick.
Paul and I met, Bill and I were talking about this earlier, because Paul and I met when I was 11 and he was 12, and so we've been friends ever since, up until about 15 minutes ago. Which we started this 30 minutes ago, so that's weird, right?
That's
the middle
weird.
Of what I'm recording.
It takes a long time to warm up to Bill.
Yes,
it does.
So,
I don't give it all away.
Oh, I was also Steve's level 2 teacher.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, so you're welcome, every listener, for every funny thing he's ever said.
And yes. I was in a class with Steve.
Yes,
I was.
You were.
That's where
I think
we met.
Were.
Maybe Bill and
Steve auditioned
David
the same
I
time.
We auditioned
as Aaron
the same time.
And I.
And you made it.
Steve didn't make it.
And I didn't.
And he's not bitter, everyone. Also in that audition.
So, you know what they say. Those who can do comedy, do comedy. Those who can't,
do podcasts
about comedy.
Oh,
I thought you said, those who can't do comedy, sports.
I thought he was going to say, and those who can't do a podcast that's been 20 minutes and 5 of it is comedy sports.
What I mentioned last week, if any of you watched any non-comedy sports, like the NFL, Trent Dilfer is one of the announcers. I, for the life of me, can't remember him playing, but he was a quarterback.
Yep.
But not a I don't know. How did he do? He didn't do
He was average. Played for the Browns for a while.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
yeah.
He was one of the better quarterbacks the Browns have had, which isn't saying much, but, you know.
I could be one of the better quarterbacks the Browns have had. Yeah.
But he's a great commentator. They always go to him, like, whenever they were like, hey, what was Peyton Manning thinking right there? And he's got the breakdown, and he could tell you everything about it. I'm like the Trent Dilfer of comedy. Like, I can't do it. But, and I'm not even sure I could do a radio show about it, but I could at least, I got the big mic.
This pretty big mic. The only thing I know about this conversation is if I'm in mixed company, I will usually tell people that I'm going to take the Browns to the Super Bowl. And that means I got to go take a dump.
Good night, everybody.
And this is the end of comedy sports.
I have to drop Trent Dilfer off at the pool.
All
right.
And scene.
I think that's a sports ball reference.
Sports ball.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't seen that, so maybe it is. All right, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to make these guys play a game, even though they don't seem to want to.
Oh, no. Oh,
I mean, we just need to pick a game, really.
Down the line. from your district, follow these rules. If you are making love, it is imperative to bring all bodies to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time seeking a soundproof shelter. Try to get as far away from the sonic source as possible. Do not panic.
Remember, you can help no one else.
No one else.
You can help no one else.
No one else.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Think only of yourself.
Only yourself.
Think only of yourself. Think only of yourself.
Ah, bullshit.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
Can you give me a one-syllable name?
Bob.
Bob. Okay, we're gonna start with Bob. Kick it off, Bill.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Where's he at? His name is Bob.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
When I'm playing volleyball, you know I gotta do a lot.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap? Yo!
Eat my corn on the cob.
Yo!
Turn that doorknob.
Yo!
With that spider she loved.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Aw, man, this candy stopped my job.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
I like to eat this meat kebab.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Say yo!
You don't want no prob.
Yo!
When I wobble, I wob.
Yo!
Where's the table? I need a tub.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Sorry, wob is not a word.
I mean, oh. In your life, alright.
Alright. Steve, how about just a one-syllable word? Any word, not cat or dog. We get that all the time.
Gum.
Gum. Actually, you're gonna start us off. Gum.
All right.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
I put it under table. It is my gum.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Get up off the street. You are a bum.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap? Yo.
Ooh, I smashed my thumb.
Yo.
Now it's tingly. Yeah, it's numb.
Yo.
Beat on that drum.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
My favorite all real monster, it was Crumb.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
When I can't sing, I like to hum.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Say,
yo!
I eat dim sum.
Yo!
Beef by fo fum.
Yo!
Tastes like buttered rum.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Oh,
did
I'm
you
sorry.
Run rap, rap? Did you run
I'm gonna scoot up a tiny bit because I'm beatboxing.
All right, I like to say that too.
What's your middle name?
Alan.
We'll go Al.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Hey, you can call me Al.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
My name is Betty, yeah, I'm his pal.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Say, yo.
On Friday, I'm your gal.
Yo.
Shallow Hal.
Yo.
Bad as Mal.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
French. There's a gun called a foul.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
I'm going to hang with my friend Val.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap? Yo.
Her name is Sal.
Yo.
That's a noun.
No.
And a wow.
No, you're out.
Tweet. And nice rhythm.
Oh.
Aaron, what's your middle name?
Matthew.
Matt. Okay, Matt. You get to kick it off. Matt.
Oh, shoot. It's getting fast.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
My name's Matthew, but I call him Matt.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
It's not a tie, it's a cravat.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Yo! I swing a bat.
Yo!
At a cat.
Yo!
Leave him on the mat.
Did you run rap, rap? Did you run rap?
Wink,
dingus.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say I had to go to camp because I was fat.
That is accurate.
Oh no, you're out.
Yeah. So that was a technicality because
he said the same.
Even though it was a different word, it sounded the same.
It was the exact same. Yeah.
Because it's not about spelling. It's about rhyming.
Yeah.
It was about one of those homonym things.
Yeah.
Homonym.
It's homonym.
That's our next word, Aaron. Homonym.
All right.
Oh, I'll start. I'll start today with that one.
Oh, wait, no, I'll start.
We're gonna go with calm.
Calm.
So you won't. Let's see. Yeah. No. What? You're still in, right?
Yeah.
Where do we end? No. You start.
It's the Aaron's and Ben.
Okay. You start. I'm sorry, because he got out. Calm. Sorry, Aaron.
All right.
I did that on purpose. Go.
Calm. Okay. To do run rap, to do run rap. Favorite mispronounced Star Wars character in his Han. To do run rap, to do run rap.
Hey little girl, will you go to prom?
To do run rap, to do run rap. Yo.
CD-ROM.
Yo.
.com.
Yo.
Lom.
To do run rap, to do run rap.
Tweet. I'm sorry, tweet. You're out.
It's French.
One final one.
It's for Lamb.
Daryl, what's your middle name?
I wasn't given one.
Junior.
You want to give?
I was sure he doesn't have a middle name.
If you could pick a middle name, what would you pick?
Well, my planned first name, if it wasn't going to be Daryl, was going to be Tony. Well, Anthony.
We will go with Tony.
To Tony.
Oh,
Tony's
man. Your word.
I would have been Tony Green.
You get to start.
Okay.
Tony. What is it? Tony. Begin. Final round.
I begin?
No, he's beginning.
Okay, cool.
This is for 5 points.
To do run rap, to do run rap. West Side Story, check out Tony. To do run rap, to do run rap.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking, jabroni?
To do run rap, to do run rap. Yo!
It's weird you say brony.
Yo!
I work at Sony.
Yo!
I eat honey.
To do run rap, to do run rap.
You eat honey, but I like the macaroni.
Honey!
Honey! Stop! You win, Aaron. You win.
Yeah.
Stop calling Frankenfurter.
Blue team wins.
Five
points to the blue team.
I'm officially the best rapper in Indianapolis tonight.
Change the channel, Marge.
You're listening to Radio Free Indy from the catacombs beneath the city.
Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why.
This week in Beirut, there was an attack on no one.
And when you take my heart, don't you break my heart.
And they seem to be coming around the bend right now as they're going into the next race. Oh!
And you take my heart and you...
In London, there was a train.
That was Nora Jones.
Well, that was Bach.
Over 2,550.
Don't play games with her. She's a mean.
And it seems that Jeff Gordon and Super Mario are in first place as they're running down the track.
Dow Jones was up 12 points.
Dow Jones is my lover.
The S&P 500...
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to say that tonight...
This program...
Students from Arsenal Tech are now under suspicion, and four people from Broad Ripple High School.
It's brought to you by...
And a couple of people from Westfield.
And cello.
Another day with you and me and
we're
Ben.
Here with...
They are down on the track right now.
That was Dow Jones takes my...
Oh, I love the race day!
Hardaway.
Tell us about your book.
A dice!
Steven, can you...
Now a selection from Pence Must Flow, a new band right out of Indy.
Nothing's good when you mess with me!
My book explores the ancient...
I love you, baby, please come back.
We are having technical difficulties.
And that's awesome!
Oh my god, I was laughing.
We did our job.
Yay!
That's everyone.
I'm sorry, but that sounded like the nicest, meanest compliment. I was laughing.
I was laughing.
I just want, for the rest of the show, let's just do
Can
that.
Can we put that up on a poster?
Yeah,
right. I was laughing.
You may remember us from such reviews as...
Yeah.
I was laughing.
That needs to be a 5-star review on our website.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
On Facebook. Facebook Radio.
Check in laughing. Right now.
I was laughing.
Good game.
Oh. How do you win that game?
Audience.
No,
just audience Steve. Which team?
Steve. Oh, Steven actually, votes. I guess, vote. Yeah.
How many fans are named Steve?
Should we could talk about it for a minute to decide who we're going to vote for. Okay. I don't have my fly sweater.
I always vote for Aaron.
that's the red team. Yeah.
No, wait. She said my first name and her last name, though.
Sorry. She said
Aaron. I heard five the points why. Red team. I was like, Aaron.
Tie game. There's two potential Bowsers.
Red team.
Because you're going to take her last name?
This is something I don't want to give. Instead of five things, we should do seven things. Just around the table. Name seven slogans that were rejected from world championships this year.
Topical.
Make Indiana great again.
One.
Comedy sports. I laughed.
Two.
Welcome to Funtown.
Three.
We're not for everyone.
Four.
Come to our theater down the road from our theater.
Five.
Welcome.
Six.
Comedy sports. The home of sports that are fun.
Seven!
Alright, so comedy sports, the home of sports that are fun.
Right.
Things the newspaper says about us that is incorrect.
One!
Things people try to describe us to their friends as.
Two!
Things that I want in a Valentine.
Three!
The best wedding vows ever.
Four!
Stuff that is on our Facebook page.
Five!
What you should try my sign my checks with.
Six!
Hashtags that are dead.
Seven.
Hashtags that are dead. Hashtag stop Coney.
One.
Hashtag help Coney.
Two.
Hashtag make America great again.
Three.
Hashtag go Pence.
Four.
Hashtag Indy 500 still going.
Five.
Hashtag CWC comedy what?
Six.
Hashtag let's do this.
Seven.
Hashtag let's do this.
I'm confused. Are we for or against comedy? I was never sure.
I like horse chili dogs.
Hashtag
let's do this.
Hashtag let's do this.
What's on the Twitter account of Aaron and Ben.
Wait, me and Joy.
Skeet?
Where's that roosterous sound when you
write?
It's like a rooster sent to that.
What's on Hillary Clinton's Tinder account? You set me up with a horrible one, David.
Three!
Things I don't want to do a thing about.
Four!
Things I don't want on a t-shirt.
Five!
Things I don't want on a bulletin board.
Six!
Things I don't want on my tombstone.
Seven!
Things I don't want on my tombstone. Good riddance. He was actually terrible.
Two.
I once pooped here.
Three.
I'm taking these flowers back.
Four.
Gotcha.
Five.
Here lies.
Six.
Whoops.
Seven.
Whoops.
Things you say when you find out you're about to have a child.
One.
Things you say when the house burns down.
Two.
Things you say when the hospital bill is way too high.
Three.
Things you say when you accidentally set off a nuke.
Four.
Things you say when the spices are wrong in the chili.
Five.
Things you say when someone asks, oh, how are they going to get punished?
Six.
And things you say when you try to order a Whopper but don't have all the letters.
Whoops! You're welcome, Ashley.
Oh, no.
Hey, we're trying to order a Whopper and don't have all the letters.
Yep.
Yep. I'm sorry.
I want to order a Opper.
Why?
I'd like to order the thing with lettuce, but with no lettuce. Does it come with cheese, or do I have to ask for cheese?
Three.
Can I have it with no bun?
Four.
Is it the H silent?
Five.
How many patties can I ask without it being completely unavoidable?
Six.
Does it come with ketchup?
Seven.
Does it come with ketchup?
Pizza.
Oh, we were
seeing. Oh, wait, oh, he's playing.
Edit Bill.
Rejected. Rejected again.
No.
On my own goddamn
too
show.
Soon. No,
too soon. The ketchup. What
Bill minus
ketchup?
5 points.
Yeah, there you go.
Does it come with
Does
ketchup?
Does it come with ketchup? Wedding day.
2 points.
One.
Wife in prison.
Two.
Broccoli sandwich.
Three.
Made of tissue.
Four.
Look for the big one, not the little one. I said the big one.
Five.
Wait, what are we on?
Six.
You lock me out again, I'm going to kill you.
Seven.
Is it Bill? Catch Bill's.
You lock me out again.
Or I'll kill you.
Wait. And or? Things Donald Trump says at the White House front door.
Seven!
Things that Hitler said at the bunker.
Two!
Things that Jim Jones said when he was serving Kool-Aid.
It's getting real.
Things I'm probably going to say to Steve after this podcast.
Four.
Then I'm going to hunt Paul down and say the same thing. Things Ed Trout is going to say to me after he hears this podcast.
Six.
Things my wife is going to say to me when I come home late tonight.
Seven.
Yay.
So, and in that game, we're all winners. All
right, so I need three reasons why anyone should go to Google and look up indie comedy sports so they can figure out how to get tickets to the World Championship.
Or you could call.
June 8th through 11th.
951-8499.
And they'll say, hello, comedy sports, how can you help me?
Hey-o.
Spoiler.
What's my name is Frankie, how can you
and
help
then you
me?
Will.
Those of you who have ever answered the phone, what's the funniest thing anybody ever said after you answered the phone that way?
The person got confused when they were drunk and they hung up. That was
<That's> pretty funny.
And mine was just like a chuckle, like a,
I just want to get ticket.
Mine was, when does the 10 o'clock show start?
That's you guys have a pretty low bar on humor.
No, I once had a guy.
We just have non-funny fans.
I once had a guy who I don't think thought I could hear him. So he was doing kind of the Al Pacino, like, just yell into the phone. So he was like, there's a third ticket! I was like, yes, sir, you want to reserve? Three tickets! Three tickets! Into the phone, and I'm like, why are you just eating the phone right now? Is that the Whopper no onion?
The first time I ever called, it was to register for the class, right? The first, level one.
Did you yell into the phone?
Yeah, we have classes coming up in June. You should register.
Right? If you want more information, you can call our hotline at
951-8499.
That's in the 317 area code.
Right.
For our international listeners, dial country code.
011.
Whatever. If you're in England, forget it. You'll never be able to come here anyway. And I, you know how when you're trying to get a job, Dave, you can relate to this. You know when you're trying to get a job and you're like calling and you're feeling like the interview starts the minute somebody answers the phone, right? Because it's like, I'm creating an impression right here. So I'm like, I'm going to register for this thing. And I'm a pleaser, and I want to make sure the teacher likes me, because I'm always teacher's pet. And he's like, how can you help me? And I was like, I can help you by signing up for your classes.
I love
that.
And then I was like, what did he say? So, three reasons why anybody should go June 8th to 11th to the World Championship of Comedy Sports. Why should they show up?
250.
275.
Ooh, 200, yeah. And it keeps going up, folks. Mm-hmm. 275 improvisers from worldwide descending upon the city. You're never going to see that much improv in one place at one time. And so it's an event.
And I'd raise stakes on that. You're probably never going to see that much just love
right.
in one place at any one time. Like, you get all those people together, and it's just like people who love each other and genuinely support each other, and it's probably one of the most uplifting, beautiful things.
It's like a yearly family
you'll see.
Reunion.
Yeah.
And
how much hooking up goes on?
God, I hope what, something.
We're out of time now.
Rooster noise?
This has been Dope Panic.
Something else is, even if you've been to Comedy Sports a million times and seen Indianapolis versus Indianapolis,
that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah. You're going to see Chicago versus LA or Manchester versus Indianapolis or all these different combinations of things are just amazing to watch.
Every team has their different style of play. Yeah. Every team has their own games. Every team does their matches differently. We have a bling board, which is basically random games. We draw a number and a letter
it's
from a
bucket. Sort of like bingo.
But we don't have those rights. Yeah, so we draw a random ball and we play that game. We're the only comedy sports city that out of, what, 26?
25.
That does that. We might be one of the only ones that does five things right before halftime.
So it'd be like a football game. Where
just kidding. Edit that one out.
The Pittsburgh Steelers go, oh, well, we have a moat in front of the end zone, and we set it on fire.
I think another big reason is that there's...
You've never been to the Athenaeum.
For people that, like, are from... Well, just people that hear about Indiana, like, just in the news, like, over the past, like, year and a half, there's so much, like, national news, so much odd news has been about Indiana, and just, like, this is, like, something positive, like, something great. Like, you're going to see all this great comedy just descend upon the city, something positive, like, that people can get behind. Like, it's, like, there's no... Comedy is for everybody. Everybody can laugh. Everybody can go, and it'd be, you know...
Can we mirror that?
I can't do that.
They're going to leave that theater knowing and saying, I laughed.
I was laughing.
There could be no better endorsement than that.
Right. I laughed.
I laughed.
And so for all of these funny people sitting around me, and for Paul, who couldn't be with us tonight because he died during the show.
We did.
Who's cleaning up the bunker?
But then
we didn't feed him.
But then Bill tried to make it about him by bringing up his real life tragedy.
Truth in comedy.
For all these people, and I'm Steve Benson, and don't forget, nothing you just heard was true. Do It Indie Radio Hour is next, so don't click. And you'll get to hear two actual professionals do a show. As opposed to me. Well, I've had professionals with me for the first time in a long time. Hey. So thank you so much. Thank you guys for doing this. Everybody go to the website and we'll put a link up on our Facebook page.
CFCIndianapolis.com.
Yes.
And get some tickets.
Or you can call us.
And see some
call our hotline at
951-8499.
Area code 317.
This has been Radio Free Indy.
The bats are in the belfry, the dew is on the moor. Where are the arms that held me and pledged to love before, and pledged to love before? And it's such a sad old feeling. Oh. and I, we swore we'd be together until the day we die, until the day we die. Such a sorrow feeling all on the field, they're soft and green, and it's memories that I'm stealing, but you're innocent when you dream, when you dream, you're innocent. When you dream, you're innocent. When you dream, and it's such a sad old feeling. The fields are soft and green, and it's memories that I'm stealing. But you're innocent. When you dream, you're innocent. When